All right, we've been doing Daf Yomi Masechet Brachot, and I thought I would do a few lines from Masechet Brachot with everybody. This is a Gemara on Daf Hey and Brachot. The Gemara has a four-pronged approach for dealing with the Yetzer Hara. Everybody has a Yetzer Hara, and everybody's Yetzer Hara is a little different from everybody else's. So the Gemara says, Amar Blevi Bar Chama, Amar Shim Ben Lakish, that Lom Yargiz Adam Yetzer Tov Al Yetzer Hara, that a person should always provoke the Yetzer Tov, his good inclination, against the bad inclination. Shenem Ar Rigzu V'Yal Techetau. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, which we recite, most people do, before they go to sleep at night. Rigzu V'Yal Techetau, Amru Bilvav Chem, Amru Shulchem, Adam Usela. So Rigzu V'Yal Techetau, in this case, he's saying, like, provoke the Yetzer Tov against the Yetzer Hara, don't sin. Im Nitzcho Mutav, if that works, then that's fine. If not, the second prag. Ba'am Lav Yasok B'Torah, a person should toil in Torah. Shenemar Imru B'Lavavchem, the Pasukin says, recite in your hearts, and the Gemara takes it as a reference to studying Torah. So the second prang is, you'll study Torah. Im Nitzcho Mutav, if that works, that's fine. Vim Lav Yikra Kriyat Shema, if not, you go to prang number three, recite Kriyat Shema. Shenemar al mishkavchem. The Gemara takes it al mishkavchem as a reference to, you know, v'shoch b'cha, you know, that a person recites kriyat shema at night. He says im nitzcha mutav im lav yizkor lom yamita. And then if that works, the last, you know, all the last effort you make is you remember yom amita. You remember the day of death. Remember the day of death. Shenemar b'domu sela. It says like be silent forever. There's a lot to say on this pasuk, but you know, let me begin with the end part first. There's a the Aladaf quotes this, and there's also in the Masechta Gemara they quoted from the Sifsei Chachamim that you know, if remembering the day of death is the ultimate cure for the Yetzer Hara, so then we would expect the funeral directors to be the most frum people in the world. In other words, they deal with death all the time, so we expect them they should be very frum. So the way the Sifsei Chachamim says that you know, it only works, in other words, like the this pasuk, it says like eat, drink, and be merry. In other words, that the kofrim say when they remember the Yom HaMisa, that's a cause for them more hefkeros. In other words, they remember the Yom HaMisa, the day of death. Yes, let's party, let's do more haverot. It's only when a person he does the other three steps first that he remembers. He says Shema Yisrael. He believes in the Kaddish Baruch Hu. He studies Torah. Then if he remembers Yom HaMisa, he puts everything together. Then he arrives at a certain conclusion. If a person doesn't do it that way, then he does not arrive at that conclusion. The Gemara said li'olam, that a person should always engage in this battle. So the Be'uri Hagra, this was quoted in the art school, but it's also the Imre Noam was quoted by the Masechta the Gemara, that says that this battle with the Yetzer Hara is unlike other battles that a person has in life. Other battles, you defeat the enemy, that's it, it's gone, enemy is defeated. But the Yetzer Hara never makes yesh from coming back for another day. So no matter, even if you've defeated the Yetzer Hara in one venue, he's coming against you in another venue. So it's never over. In other words, so it's li'olam, like for, a person should always be marked, because it's an ongoing battle. And then, you know, the Iyun Yaakov says, afilu avru, you know, rov yamav, even if most of a person's life is passed away, it has passed, you know, beyond him, he shouldn't think that the Yetzer Hara is beyond. You know, there's another Gemara in Brachot. It says that I think it was Yochanan Kohen Gadol that he became a tzduki after 80 years. When he was 80 years old, he became a tzduki, a Sadducee. So you see that even a person, when he's much older, can be seduced and end up doing aveirot. You know, one of my rebbeim, he quoted, he was saying, and I just quoted in the Supreme Musa, Rav Avraham Braunschweigel, he said, like, a person's Yetzer Hara is greater when he's older in a lot of areas, like in this pursuit of kavod, other things, that a person shouldn't think, well, you know, I'm already at a point in time. It's like, it's never over with that. Anyway, then we say imru b'levavchem, that you should study the words of Torah, but it can't be safav lachutz. It can't be just a surface. You have to internalize it. Then the question is the Gemara says you'll study now by studying Torah. The Rambam learns that Torah is an antidote for the Yetzer Hara. Like the Gemara learns in Kiddushin, if a person feels like he feels the urge from the Yetzer Hara, so he should drag himself to the base medrash and start engaging in Torah, because Torah is an absolute antidote to the Yetzer Hara. Now this, the Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Bia, the Rambam says that desire for Gilui Arayot, for sexual morality, only rests with a person who is removed from Torah. If a person's osek in Torah, it can't remain with him. The Rav Simon had a piece of Torah. He wanted to say the Torah can act in two ways. For some people, if I learn the Torah superficially, so that I'm learning the Torah, so that I'm protected. But then when I walk away from it, I'm not protected. But if I learn the Torah and like I'm learning it in depth, I'm doing like say Chiddush Reb Chaim, Chiddush Reb Akiva Eger, and I'm thinking about it during the day, so then that affords me protection even during the day. All right, then the Gemara says that we said that if studying the Torah doesn't help, I'll read Kriyat Shema. So how is it that Kriyat Shema is going to help me if studying Torah didn't help me? What will Kriyat Shema do for me more than studying Torah would do for me? So Chazal teach us that a person reads Kriyat Shema ba'on atah. It doesn't mean just to recite Shema. It means you're saying Shema in the appropriate time, Shachris and Mariv. But it means when a person recites Shema, he's mechazek himself in the Emuna, that there's a Ribono Shel Olam in the world, and he's going to bring me in a din v'cheshbon on everything that I do. And a person should say it, ba'on atah. Chazal teach us that a person, the Gemara learns later on, we haven't come to it in Daf Yomi, but we did. The Gemara says on Daf Yud, the Gemara says that Kriyat Shema ba'on atah is greater than Talmud Torah. That Kriyat Shema in its proper time, but you have to read Kriyat Shema in the right fashion. You have to do it with complete Emuna. Okay, anyway, that's just some ha'aros from the Gemara Bracha. Now you're all shutfim in Daf Yomi, and I invite you all to join the Daf Yomi, but whatever you may do, you have your four-pronged approach to the Yetzer Hara. Any questions, comments, and thoughts? Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Kanshmer, Sparksel, Fiyatotim, Hamas, Hoch, Nemar, Naifas, Koyo, Vinobi, Adir.